Brian Helsworth on this election night. It has been a historic day in Missouri in terms, we think historic, we'll find out for sure, in terms of turnout. Mike Kehoe is our lieutenant governor, and he's running for a full term, obviously, appointed to that position as Governor Parson was moved up as governor a couple years ago. Great to see. As we talk right now, the polls probably have a few more minutes left. Are you confident? Do you feel good?
Well, you know, we're optimistic, Brian. We've worked very hard on our campaign. Missourians seem to have received our message really well, and we're going to, you know, let the polls close up and see what happens here.
In terms of, if you win this race, in terms of priorities, what are your top two or three priorities you aim to focus on?
Well, sure. The overall priorities, you know, are the governor's priorities of workforce development and infrastructure. We think those have been two good things to concentrate on. A lot of people don't talk about all the construction jobs that we have going across our state right now, and that's largely due to, A, several things MoDOT has done, but also the bridge package that we passed a couple of years ago. So those things and getting kids in the right spot with workforce development, that's overall our arching theme. But obviously, our core issues are veterans, working with our veterans community. We know how important those heroes are in our state. Tourism, helping them rebound from the COVID crisis, that's an issue. Seniors, a lot of challenging times with seniors as well with the pandemic. So we're going to continue to work on those and then also expand our Buy Missouri program.
You mentioned the transportation jobs and stuff like that. As I drive in Jeff City, they're actually doing work right now on the tri-level, still doing bridge work. And that bridge bonding plan has still been going on. They're doing it all over the state.
Yeah, we've done over $300 million in bridges across the state. And again, those are critical bridges that are carrying our school buses, our ambulances, allowing you to go to work without having a 20-mile detour. We have a great topography in our state, but it's also challenging when it comes to hard surface. So keeping those in safe conditions is a very big priority.
Final two questions, and I asked you this when I met you up at Emory Sapp & Sons, but in terms of your race, it's been very positive. I haven't seen any, at least that I've seen, any negativity between you and your opponent. She's talked about her issues. You've talked about yours. Have I missed anything?
No, it's been clean. Ms. Kennedy has been, and I have tried to. We didn't organize that. That's just the way it's come out. You know, different campaigns and different races will take on different forms, but so far I've been pleased that it's just been about us, to your point, talking about issues, and that's what Missourians want to hear.
Gotcha. Final question. You're obviously an advocate for the veterans in your role as lieutenant governor. I've been reporting, I've talked to the governor about this, Senator Hawley as well, but we are right now, lieutenant governor, up to 87 deaths from COVID since September 1st. You know, since September 1st in veterans' homes, 22 now in Cameron. We've had 12 more additional veterans die. There's an investigation going on ordered by the governor. Any thoughts of what's going on?
Sure. Our Veterans Commission, headed up by Tim Noonan and many other great folks on that commission, have gotten their arms around it. They're working with our veterans' homes. Unfortunately, what we have to remember is we're very sensitive to veterans. They are our heroes of the state. But they suffer some of the same challenges our other long-term care facilities do.
Sure.
And it's a vulnerable population. You have employees and vendors in those homes that actually go out and, you know, maybe have another job or go out to their families and could contract the virus and bring it back in. So making sure we implement those procedures, A, stop where we think there could be any leaks, it's problems in that process, but implementing procedures to continue to keep our heroes safe. That's the governor's top priority, that's my top priority, and the veterans' top priority. We'll continue to work on that and make sure we treat them like all of our other in-home facilities and make sure our seniors are kept safe.
The investigation's going on. Do you have any word on a timetable or anything like that?
Yeah, there was an initial report that's just come out in the last couple of days from the Veterans Commission about some high-level things that they found that we can easily start working on. Some of them are financial, as you know, and some of these homes are suffering. The airflow systems in some of these homes contribute to viruses spreading, not just the coronavirus, but other potential viruses. So trying to get these positive, negative airflow systems figured out in the homes will be the bigger challenge. But they've come up with a list of some short-term things we can implement immediately. And I know the commission and the Veterans Administration is working on that as we speak.
I know you're very busy. I appreciate you taking time to talk to us. I'll give you the final word. Is there anything you would like to add?
Well, it's been an incredible journey. You know, I'm from North St. Louis, and you never thought a kid would be here for a lieutenant governor's office. And as my wife and daughter and I visited all 114 counties and Missourians all over the state, it's just it's been energizing to meet these people and hear their stories and just visit with them and meet their families. And you continue to remember one thing every day. It's not the government that makes our state great. It's the people that make our state great. And I'd encourage all Missourians in this election or any election, make sure that's who you're putting in office, people who want to keep the average citizen in the front page.
It's always good to see you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ryan. Great to be on.